Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Blessed be your name, honor to your name, adoration to your name, worship to your name. Thank you because you are God. Thank you because you are Lord. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Worship to your name. Breathe upon this service tonight. We are eternally grateful for the privilege of relationship with you. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands. And since today, this is the first service officially, apart from the healing and deliverance service, in the new month of November. Welcome somebody to the month of November. Welcome them. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat. Hallelujah. I bring you greetings from Yenagoa in Bayelsa State. We went there today. Today is the 11th edition of their annual state Thanksgiving service. 11 years ago, the governor at that time, with the state executive, and the legislators decided that they will choose a day of the year to thank God and appreciate God for their state for the year. And they signed it into law in the State House of Assembly. So the second day of November every year, no work, nobody goes anywhere. They are going all to honor God, to celebrate God, to appreciate God, to worship God. I preached there once or twice before. Maybe the first or the second one, a couple of times, and then I'm here again in this one, with this new administration. What was so touching to me was the fact that as the plane was about to land, and he looked at the whole of Bayelsa State is inside water. The governor later on said, they don't have IDP camps. Every community is an IDP camp. People traveling in canoes from one house, maybe to another. Despite such a situation, they still gathered. That some people said, let them just shift it and forget about it for this year. And the governor said, no. The state executive said, no. This is the best time to still go before God. Like the battle of Jehoshaphat. They have felt, that's the meeting right there. They have felt like orphans. Nobody. That's from their mouth. The leadership of the state said, how they wish that the leadership of the nation or even their minister who is from their place down there will go there and say, let's take a look at what is going on. Nothing. Terrible humanitarian crisis. In the midst of that, we give God the praise and we give God the celebration. However, they insisted that we should wear their native uniform. So they changed our dress from the airport. It's a celebration, and so we should be like them. So that was what. Have you finished? That's the governor. Dr. Diri. We have more. We have more. You have shown this already. I don't think you should be showing this anymore. There are other ones. The prayer sessions on the altar, the submerged houses in the water, and possibly the crowd. They don't have the cliffs. That is the governor and his deputy lying down in prayer and in surrender and submission of the state to God. They also built an ecumenical center. Is that the only water clip you have? I think you should coordinate your clips. Father, we pray for Bayelsa State, we pray for Delta State, we pray for all the riverine states in this nation, for Kogi State, for Lokoja, for all the areas affected by this flood. You who caused the wind to pass in the days of Noah and dry the flood from the earth, we ask for a visitation. We ask for a miracle of the resolution of this flood, and give us a solution going forward. In the name of Jesus, we look forward to your help and we look forward to your mercy. And we know it is done in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Whole of the everything there is water. Some areas are condemned. We saw a place, Ogbia, and then there was another place where the vehicle dropped you here. You cross the water to the other side and take another vehicle going up. Places where is the Kano that will cross people. But to thank God, we believe that He will grant us intervention. Say the loudest amen. Father, bless your word tonight. Let not one person live here the same. In Jesus' precious name. I am going to be reading 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. The Bible speaks and says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Matthew chapter 14 and in verse 14. Matthew chapter 14 and in verse 14. "And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick." I am speaking on the subject preserved by his power and mercy. Preserved by the power and mercy of God. Preserved by the power and mercy of God. Our objective tonight is to understand our God, the preservation of our God of power and mercy. I want you to note four things by the way of introduction. Number one, we serve the God of power and mercy. The God of power and mercy. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Exodus 15 and 11. Who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. All that talks about is power. First John chapter 4 and in verse 8. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is love. So every time you think of God, you think in terms of power, which is what most people think about the most, but we must also think in terms of love, mercy. Number two, God delivers by his power and also delivers by his mercy. He delivers by his power. He delivers by his mercy. That translates into point number three. Number three says, God is powerful enough to rescue his people from every form of threat or danger. He is powerful enough to rescue his people from every form of threat or danger. That is, no witch, no wizard, no wicked man or woman or wicked devil is wicked or dangerous enough to resist God's deliverance power. God is powerful enough to rescue his people from every threat or danger. It shows through our scripture. Number four says that God is merciful enough to forbid his people from experiencing enemy frustrations and orchestrated destruction. He is merciful enough to forbid his people from experiencing enemy frustrations and orchestrated destructions. That is, his power will pull you out of danger. His mercy will forbid you from experiencing some things in the first place. Am I communicating? His power will rescue you from disaster. His mercy will prevent you from experiencing certain things in the first place. Why this point is important is, all right, let me go to the final point. And that says, faith in his mercy is as important as faith in his power for preservation of life and destiny. Faith in God's mercy is as important as faith in his power for the preservation of our lives and destinies. Most people don't have problem believing in a powerful God. The problem we have is believing in a loving God. Most of us, our growing up memory of God is how he is waiting for the first person to offend so he can break your head and send you to hell. Well, listen to this. Among men, there are people who are merciful. You know them around your community, but they are not powerful. When a person is merciful, but he is not powerful. He will be weak and helpless in the face of challenges. He has a heart to do something, but he doesn't have the force to carry it out. Am I communicating? This is important for you to know. On the other hand, when a person is powerful but not merciful, he may even be the source of your problem. It turns into a major wicked oppressor. He has the power, but he has no mercy. He will misfire. That is the danger of thinking about God only in the terms of power and not mercy. So we have a God who has a very, very, very quality balance of mercy and power. He uses his power to deploy his, he uses his mercy to deploy his power. Or rather, the other way around. He is merciful, so he carries power to show you how merciful he is. Somebody here today is about to see the mercy of God. And is about to see the power of God. That is, God loves you too much to allow you to remain where you are. He loves you too much to allow you to pass through what people in your family have passed through. He loves you too much for you to run to him and still lift up your head in shame. Somebody say amen. I'll give you four examples very quickly of the neat combination between the mercy of God and the power of God. Number one, Israel in the land of the Israelites in the land of Egypt. They experienced the mercy of God and the power of God. The Israelites in the land of Egypt. In Exodus chapter 2 and in verse 23. Exodus 2, and it came to pass in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. And the children of Israel sighed by the reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up to God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant. He heard that touched his heart, and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel. And God had respect unto them. He was merciful unto them. He was favorably disposed towards them. Chapter 3 of Exodus, chapter 3 from verse 6. Thereabout, we see again. And moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. Mercy is speaking. I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. Mercy is speaking. I know their sorrows. Mercy again is speaking. And I have come down. This is power now. To deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. And to bring them up out of the land, out of that land unto a good land. And a large, and unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore behold, the crowd of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the children of Israel. I want to give you power to go and show my mercy. Somebody say aloud, amen. I don't know who is here today that has been in a season of affliction, a season of oppression. You have shed tears privately. You have been in sorrow and depression. I am here anointed by God to announce to you, your deliverance is here tonight. Your rescue is here tonight. Your change of story is here tonight. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. That woman said, what are you talking about taking the child to hospital abroad? I don't even have money to do visa. And God heard it. And they came into the service. And God gave them an encounter with a child with a hole in the heart. And she saw while the ministration was going on, a personality like that child stepped out of her body. And the father saw something else. How God was doing surgery on the heart of the father, of the baby. Long story made short. That baby came up on her feet. The mother said she carried her in the vehicle. Everybody will be pitying her. She carried her to bath, carried her everywhere. But that is history right now. Whatever has put your life under pressure, the mercy of God will clear it out right now. Whatever has put your family under pressure, put your destiny under pressure, the mercy of God is clearing it out right now. If you are a believer, shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Israel was rescued out of disaster and destruction. And I'm sure you are aware that Israel was... Pharaoh, according to Archbishop Benson in the House of Blessed Memory, he said the Red Sea was getting more red by the blood of Hebrew children. Because the male children were to be thrown into the Red Sea. God came to rescue them from death by His mercy and by His power. Example number two. The daughter of Abraham, rescued from destruction in the synagogue. That was what Jesus called her. Daughter of Abraham. In Luke chapter 13 and in verse 10. Luke chapter 13 and in verse 10. All the way to verse 18. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. And was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called unto her and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her. And immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. And he said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to walk. In them, therefore, come and be healed. Sabbath day is for rest. Including rest from being healed. Have you heard such a thing in your life? Rest from being healed. And the ruler of the synagogue answered that. Right. The Lord then answered him. This is mercy speaking. Thou hypocrite, does each one of you on the Sabbath day not lose your cow? And you don't lose your donkey from the stall and lead them to give them water? Do you make them to fast because it's Sabbath day? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Mercy speaking. And when he said this thing, the adversaries were ashamed. And all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Mercy still speaking. And then he continued. Won't you lose them? I am healing someone on the Sabbath day. It's paining you. It was a combination of mercy and power. That way, mercy broke the rules of the religious people. And power set the woman free. I announce here today, any human legislation or demonic legislation that is standing in the way of your deliverance, that is standing in the way of your freedom, the mercy of God sets it aside now. Every protocol that is standing in the way of your miracle, every protocol that is standing in the way of your miracle, I declare the protocol is set aside now. If you are saying amen, shout the loud amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands and say, mercy, Lord. Say, mercy, Lord. Shout the Lord and say, mercy, Lord. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy. The mercy of God. Number three example is Lazarus. Lazarus was literally snatched out of the jaws of death by the combination mercy. Luke chapter 11 verse 30. Move on. Sorry, John 11, 30. John 11. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house, and comforted her, and when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Everybody read the shortest verse in the scripture. Jesus wept. What did he say next? Behold, how he loved him. This was mercy acting. You know, when human beings cry many times, it's pain. And then at times, helplessness. Here, Jesus was not weeping because he was powerless. He wasn't weeping because he was helpless. He wasn't weeping because he didn't know what to do. He overknew what to do, Seth. According to God's servant, Reverend Reinhard Bonnke, who is early and not late, he said, Jesus, in one view, beheld the agony of all bereavements. He saw the pain of all deaths in the world. He saw what all families are passing through. He wept. And the rest, they say, is history. By that compassion, he compelled the unction and demonstrated the fire. And he that was dead came. Nothing is too lost to be found in God. Nothing is too dead to come back in the sight of God. I announce to someone here today, that which the devil snatched from you, that which the devil wants to take from you, from your life and from your destiny, mercy is returning it back. Mercy is restoring it back. Mercy is restoring it back. Somebody shout mercy. If mercy can make the dead to live, mercy can prevent the living from dying before time. Did you hear what I just said? If the mercy of God can make the dead to come back to life, mercy can more easily prevent the living from dying before time. Which one do you think is easier? For a person who is alive to not to die, and the person who has already died to come back to life. Naturally. If the mercy of God can make the dead to come back to life, the mercy of God can prevent the living from dying before time. And of course, you should not forget that God uses his power to enforce his mercy. He releases power to make his mercy, to manifest mercy. He's so merciful on you, he kills a witch so you can live. In the name that is above every name, this is a preservation service. I announce today, the mercy of God that made the dead to come back to life will prevent you from dying before your time.
Everything that is called premature death in your life, premature death in your family, premature death in your destiny, is arrested and returned back to hell. If you're a believer, shout the loudest amen. If you're a believer, shout amen at the top of your voice. If you're a believer, shout the loudest believer, say amen. Look at somebody and say, if the mercy of God can make the dead to live, that same mercy of God can prevent the living from dying before time. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Finally, is the deliverance and rescue of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the burning fiery furnace. The rescue of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In that rescue, we saw mercy walking hand in hand with power. In Daniel chapter 3 and in verse 16, after they have put them in the fire, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, when they say, are you still going to be rebellious and not worship the gods of Nebuchadnezzar? He said, oh Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer you in this matter. If it be so, whatever it is, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, can you see this desperation? Even if God does not choose to deliver us, let it be known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods, and we shall not worship the golden image which you have set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed. All the demons inside him appeared on his face against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the fire, the furnace, 7 times more than it was meant to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, in their hosen, in their hats, and their other garments, and they were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace was exceeding hot, the flame of fire slew the men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The people were not inside the fire. They were only throwing them in the fire. The heat of the fire and the flame killed them. Yet these guys fell down, still bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then a miracle happened. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? We cast 3 men bound, hands tied, legs tied. They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He said, but number one, I'm not seeing 3 men, I am seeing 4 men in the fire. Number two, they are not bound, they are loose, walking in the midst of the fire. But the most critical matter there is, they have no hurt. And the form of the 4th man, hey! 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 The form of the 4th man is like the Son of God. Somebody shout power! Ay, 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 ay. Somebody shout power. Somebody shout power. Somebody shout power. I don't know where the enemy kept you, but tonight you are coming out. All those who are running the errands of the devil to facilitate your destruction, the very destruction they expect for you shall happen for them. Those watching out for your death, you will soon hear about your death. If you are saying amen, say loud amen. If you are saying amen, say the loudest amen. If God was only showing power, he may have sent an angel or thundered from heaven to the fire and defirize the fire, deflamatize it, and set them free. But he decided to show mercy. He said, let me come where you are. I don't want to deliver you from afar. Let me come where you are. Maybe I can feel what you feel. Hey! Let me sit where you sit. Let me show the devil that you are not believing in me in vain. Let me show the devil that you are not wasting your time going to church. I am announcing to somebody here today, you are not wasting your life. You are not wasting your time serving God. I am here to announce to someone, God is not just about to deliver you from afar. He is about to step into your situation. And those who fight you will see your goal. And I want you to understand something. There are times God delivers you from a problem. There are other times he delivers you in the problem. He could have delivered them from the fire. But he said, I want to show the fire that there are people fire can burn. If I didn't allow them to enter the fire, next time the fire may try them. Next time the fire may still threaten them. Next time the fire may still raise ugly head and threaten them. But let's show this fire that not everybody is burnable by fire. That answered somebody's question. Why did God allow me to get a sack later? Why did God allow this or that? It just shows, just to show the devil that you are too tough for the devil. You are too tough for the devil. You are too rugged for the devil. What the devil think will finish you cannot finish you. Hey! Help me tell somebody, say, what the devil think will finish you cannot finish you. It could not finish you. It could not finish you. It could not finish you. And there is not even the smell of the fire. There is nothing to show that there was a fire. Am I communicating at all? I want you to get ready. I am not just preaching or prophesying. I am prophesying. I am prophet preaching. Hey! Hey! Somebody shout power! Somebody shout mercy! Overnight tonight, God will give you an encounter. A deliverance encounter. A liberation encounter. He will show you that you are not here for the short term. That you are here for the long run. Say a louder amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. I'll say one thing and then we'll just move there. We know the power of God already, and that's what this month is all about. We know so many things about the power of God, but there are one or two things I'd like you to know about the mercy of God. Just two things. First, mercy restrains the wrath and the anger of the enemy. The mercy of God restrains. They hate you. They are angry with you. They want to attack you. But mercy restrains. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. Mercy frustrates the negative expectations of the wicked. They are shocked that you are still alive. They wish they can hear bad news. They are just looking out to hear something negative. Somebody say, mercy, Lord. And those who are waiting to hear negative things from your life and destiny, they will wait until they die. And if they are not dying on time, the exact thing they are waiting to hear from you will happen to their lives and their destinies. If not for the mercy of God, many of us would have been dead long ago. True or false? People with bad will, negative-minded people, terrible people. Like I said earlier today, your offense is that you are still alive. Your offense is that you dressed well. Your offense is that you are not shedding tears all the time. They still see you with a smile. You know another major offense? You are not coming to meet them and telling them about your problems. Hey! They would have been happy if you are coming all the time and say, this world is just so terrible. Just stand with me, agree with me in prayer. They would be happy if they know that you are passing through things. Even though they won't offer any solution. But they will be glad to know that things are not okay with you. Bastard devil. Somebody said some time ago, say, God punish the devil. Am I communicating at all? What does a person benefit from the pain of another? From the frustration of another? What does somebody profit from the harassment of another person? For some of you, your major offense is that they used to give you money, but you are not asking for money anymore. Hey! They even saw that you changed your car. They saw that you changed your house. They saw that you are not wearing rags. But they have seen nothing yet. If they don't want to die, they should just leave you alone. Hey! Look at your neighbor. Say, they have seen nothing yet. Say, they have seen nothing yet. They have seen nothing yet. The places where we go, and the governor this, the president this, the vice president that, and all, we don't ask, we don't beg for it. It's natural, very natural. When the president of Malawi came to this church and attended service, before he was president, I wasn't aware. But he had been here. President's wife of Kenya, he said, she was in town in Abuja, and he said, can somebody tell me the biggest church in town here? And they said, well, in any regard, there is one on the airport road, and it's very, very big. Biggest building and whatever.
You say, I want to go to that one. That one, no, that was what brought her. And she went, told the husband right there, you need to be to that place. See, I didn't know that something can be big and still be beautiful. When we were growing up and coming up in ministry and pastoring, that wasn't a picture in our mind. Our focus was not who to meet, but lives to touch. On the other hand, those who hate us with a passion, like they used to say in the village, as if they eat witch. As if they ate witch. You know, witches hate people without provocation. You don't need to look for their trouble before they hate you. Witch. When a person is a witch, he is angry before you met him. Many of all those bitter, wicked, witchy people, they wonder what is going on. And we have no hand. Jehovah orchestrating his things. The people who wish that you fail, they will watch you succeed until they feel like dying. Until they feel like dying. Until they feel like dying. Until they wish like dying. And some will actually die of hypertension. Somebody shout the loudest. Amen. There are some people who will regret that Satan sent them. Like those who carry Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Drop them in the fire. Did they return back alive? There are messages Aaron and Satan sent people. They should have told the devil, you go yourself. Nebuchadnezzar, carry them yourself. Hey! The negative expectations of the wicked, by the mercy of God, will never come to pass in your life. Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. The second thing that mercy does, and you already know that already, please sit down. Mercy occasions the judgment of the adversary. In the process of delivering you, the mercy of God, the first thing it will do, will prevent the anger of the enemy. How angry they are to finish you, the mercy hinders it. The second thing mercy will do is to judge those who won't let you rest. Occasions the judgment of the adversary. Psalm 136, verse 17 to verse 19. He said, to him which smote great kings, for his mercy endureth forever. And slew famous kings, for his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his mercy endureth forever. And the Og, king of Bashan, his mercy endureth forever. Listen, the worst thing that can happen to any human being is to attack God's candidates of mercy. I just said something. The worst thing that can happen to anybody is when God has placed his mercy on somebody, you fight him. There are people death look for, and there are those who look for death. God placed his hand on somebody. The Bible says, no man taketh this honor upon himself. It says, not of him that willeth or runneth, but of God who showeth mercy. The guy is not making it because of his education. There is something that is working for him. It's called the mercy of God. Am I communicating at all? Everywhere he goes, doors open. He said, I want to attack him. He said, he slew Sihon, king of the Amorites. It wasn't the Amorites he killed. He killed their kings. For his mercy endureth forever. All the king of Bashan, for his mercy. Whenever the devil and his people are looking for you too much, you don't even need to say, Lord, kill them. Mercy, Lord. That prayer is more dangerous to the devil
Yes, you can pray judgmental prayers. There's a place for that. There's a place where you are brutally provoked. And arrows back to sender. This back to sender. There is also the time where you say, mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy. It is the mercy that is giving you break. If you schedule for the next 15 minutes, I am tonguing. For the next 1 hour, I'm tonguing. Jago kebe kete ke logaba, jabaratata kete ke verotasi, elikete ke babaratosa, zarata ke kato parotasi, ekele serupa sukeri benatis. Jago kola para, merci Lord. Jakate kepe kepe ko. That mercy is coming upon you. It's coming upon your children. And as you invoke His mercy, His power will manifest that mercy. Anybody receive something tonight? Say amen. Say mercy, Lord, 7 times. Yeah. 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Under another 3 to 7 days, you will be back with testimonies. Take your seat 1 minute and let's round off this with this conclusion. What are the keys to connecting the power and mercy of God? How do we activate the power and mercy of God for preservation? Activating the power and the mercy of God for preservation. Number one, quality relationship with God. You possess, you maintain quality. You know that God is your God, and God knows that you are His child. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Not the person hanging around in the compound. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Psalm 91. Not the person hanging around in the premises. The person that has not just a living room, a bedroom experience with God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. He shall abide under the shadow of the Shaddai. Many people, most times, some people know that they belong to God, but God is not aware. Owner of the king know his king. The owner of the child will always know the child. Quality relationship with God. Don't waste your time and waste your life looking for human favors. Look for the favor of God. Number two, unhidden representation. Or rather, let's say it like this. Existence as a visible representative of God. Existence as a visible representative. A situation where everybody who knows you, know you with God. Including the devil knows you with God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were well known. They were well known. The kind of thing that Elijah said in 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 1, before God whom I stand, no rain, no dew, except by your word. Not going to church Nicodemusly. You represent God in your place of work. This flows into kingdom service as well. You are not the kind of person that is just a bench warmer in church. The pastor was talking about evangelism just now. Existence as a visible representative of God. Number three, knowing and understanding the almightiness of God. If you want God to protect, if you want God to deploy His power in your direction, you must know Him. He that cometh to God must believe that He is. You must know that God day. God day. God day manner. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 must believe that God is. Daniel 11:32, the people that do know their God, they can't be weak, they can't be defeated, they can't be exploited. They are strong and they shall do exploits. They will do mightily, they do valiantly. That is why Paul the Apostle said, that I may know Him and the power. One of the greatest prayers to pray is, Lord, show me Yourself. Help me to know the agidibaciousness of God. Do you know that word? I know you can find it in the dictionary. Agidiba. Oh, tu akachine kanyidi. Agidiba. So the agidiba God, we are talking about the agidibaciousness. The obadabadaness. The massiveness. The fightability of God. The capability of God. The God who blew His nose and the Red Sea became a highway. The Bible said the Red Sea was torn into two by the blast of your nostril. By the blast of your nostril. By the blast of your nostril. The God who turned a man into an animal, Nebuchadnezzar, and turned an animal into a prophet. The donkey of Balaam became a prophet. He can do overdo, mega do, extra do, supra do, hyper do. So we need to know God. Most times, fear is proof of inadequate knowledge. Inadequate understanding. There are things we fear that we will cease to fear if we knew more. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody came to rob somebody with toy gun. And the person is shaking. It's a pistol, but it's a toy pistol. The only reason why you are afraid is that you didn't know that that gun has no life ammunition. Supposing you had a way to know. You would have sent that person to hell. That is just a tiny example. Knowing. Now, somebody lift your hand and say, Father, show me the side of You that I don't know. Show me Your almightiness. Show me Your almightiness. That was what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said. The God whom we serve, He is able to deliver us, and He will. We read about what He can do. He will. We are not guessing He will, but in case He chooses not to, for any reason, let it be clear to you that we will still not bow. Take your seat. Very important. Number four. Knowing and understanding the almightiness of God. Number four. Faith in the preservation power of God. That faith. Now you have known that He's a mighty God. Now you are possessing faith in the preservation power of God. I know whom I have believed. Paul the Apostle said. In the preservation power of God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. In the preservation power of God. That faith. Ephesians 6:16 said, above all, taking the shield of faith. Where you can quench the fiery darts of the wicked. That faith, that audacious faith. The person with breath in his nose, who wants to take my own breath, does not exist. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Faith in the preservation power of God. And number five is very important. Confidence in the mercifulness of God. This one we are not talking about just God has power. Now God has mercy. He is the God of mercy. Psalm 16, verse 8, all the way to verse 11. Psalm 16, verse 8. Say, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. You love me too much to leave me in frustration. Neither will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. We take a toll on the mercifulness of God. How merciful God is. And then that will explode your faith. It's also faith and confidence in the mercifulness of God. That explodes your faith. And you can believe God for anything. Number six, is the absolute refusal to fear. Hear people, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Don't forget that the overall reference is Daniel chapter 3 verse 17 all the way to verse 25. A set of people that were unafraid of fire. Fire couldn't intimidate them. Unintimidated by fire, by danger, by threat, by anything. Job said, I think it was Job chapter 3 verse 24-25. The things which I greatly feared has come upon me. The thing which I greatly feared has come upon me. If you don't want it to come on you, don't fear it. What I say? I'm sure you know how some pidgin people used to talk. What did I say? If you don't want it to come on you, don't fear it. Whether it is premature death, if you don't want it to come on you, don't fear it. Whether it is poverty, if you don't want it to come on you, don't fear it. Whether it is what killed your father or your mother or your brother, your sister, if you don't want it to come on you, even if it is failure, if you don't want it to come on you, to fear it is to face it. To fear it is to find it. There is an easy way to know what is about to happen to you. It is confirmed by what you are currently fearing. Did you hear what I just said? There is an easy way to know what is about to happen to somebody. Just find out what are they currently fearing. Somebody say he fears prosperity. He's fearing prosperity, so prosperity will happen to him. Hallelujah. In dealing with fear, you possess courage. At times, courage is not the total absence of fear. At times, courage is motion despite fear. You are moving and behaving as if fear didn't exist. This Kenya we went recently, the people who welcomed us at the entrance that decorated us with dress and cloth, they called them the Maasai people. Maasai tribes people. If you have ever watched wildlife and you see the place they call Masaibura, I'm sure you watched it, where you see like millions of animals running. That is their place. They are the indigenous of that place. I wish they would show us the picture. They walk freely in the midst of lions. So I asked one of them,
Two of them that escorted us to the airport, they are both pastors now. Two of them have killed lions before. So when the other one said he has killed lion before, he works at the president's office. He has killed lion before. I said, how is it? Is it this brother is also a Maasai man too from their tribe? I said, what have you? Have you killed lion before? Said, you can't grow up and be a man if you haven't killed lion yet. You can. In fact, there are times where you are required to bring lion tail, which is more dangerous than even killing or cutting the head. That the lion is more fierce. If you just touch the tail of a cat. Lion is a big cat. There are times what is required is not just to bring the tail. And you don't cut it when it has died. No, outside, the outside clip. Do you understand what I'm saying? And do you know what he told me? I said, so why do you people move in the midst of lions? He said, the lions know them. The lions know that these are a different type of people. By the fact that lion is coming and they are coming, they know that this cannot be the normal people that they can run after. Those are the Maasai people there. The decorations that they are doing right there. You can. Those are the all these decorations. They look. I want them to see them. See them. Those are their women and men right there. They gave me that stick. They gave me right there. He said that they give it to their Maasai chiefs. Those that have done some lionic exploits. Hey! And your enemy is like a roaring lion. You should be able to come to a point where the devil will recognize you, that this is a species that don't fear them. You see, at times they will kill blood, they will shed blood, physical blood like ram's blood or cow blood, and dip their cloth in it. And walk with the blood. Let the lion smell the blood. The red that they wear on their head is dipped in blood. So when the lion see it, he recognizes it. They are very intelligent. The lion recognizes it. They are the rare cattle. He said, at times, when they wake up in the morning, about 10 cows has died and lion killed it. They will trace the step of the particular lion that killed. Yes. They will trace the particular, and the lion see them coming. They will trace the particular lion and strangulate it. Hallelujah. Don't worry. I think November, about two of them who have killed lion may come for the conference. I will introduce them to you when they come. They may be watching me as I'm talking right now. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Fear must die. The devil fears those who don't fear him. The thing you are fearing is also fearing you. It's just that it is a matter of who is more bold. Somebody say aloud, amen. Lift up your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, I reject fear. Now, I refuse fear. The fear of premature death. The fear of failure. The fear of the unknown. I reject it now. Stand up on your feet and shout the loudest, amen. I'll give you number 7 while you are standing. That is, audacious positive declaration of faith for preservation. Audacious.
audacious positive declarations of your faith for divine preservation. You say it when nobody is hearing you. You say it when everybody is hearing you. You say it to yourself. Our God whom we serve is able to deliver us. And he will. They were saying it to the terrorist, to the killer. Audacious. 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 Positive. Psalm 91 verse 1 all the way to verse 4. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. I will say about God, he is my refuge, he is my fortress, he is my God. In him will I trust. Surely, if I talk like that, then he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me because I have said. Do you know why saying is important? Saying is not just a confirmation of boldness, but God is waiting for what you say. Numbers 14:28. As you have spoken in my ears, so will I do unto you. Say unto them, as truly as I live, say the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. I am waiting for you to talk, so I can use what you say to act. What man cannot declare, God cannot deliver. Write it down. What man cannot declare, God cannot deliver. Your declaration is his delivery. What man cannot declare, God cannot deliver. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 25 and 26. That verse 26, that frustrated the tokens of liars. 26 first, 24, 5 first, that frustrated the tokens of liars, that maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish. He confirmeth the word of his servant, and performeth the counsel of his messengers. God is looking for word to confirm. He's looking for counsel to perform. When you say, I can't die before my time, the angels of God and God begin to look for who want to kill you before your time. To bury them. When you say, what killed my father can't kill me. What killed my mother can't kill me. What is killing others in my generation can't kill me. God begins to look for the things that are looking for you. When your mouth is closed, your destiny is closed. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. That's why some of us talk like we talk. It's not just trying to prove any point, but we are supplying God ammunition. We are supplying angels. We are supplying God raw material to work with. We are telling God what to do with our lives. Somebody say amen. When you are praying the way I'm talking, at times the people may think you are rude or you have to what is that about? But nobody can help you for you. Nobody can talk for you. Nobody can talk on your behalf. Who is going to bear me witness on the last day? There's a song in my language like that. Onyege chumi jali echi kepo. Do you understand what I'm saying? Who will blow trumpet if you don't take it off to blow? When was the last time somebody went to toilet for you? That is, your wife loves you so much. Say, honey, I'm so busy, please assist me. Hallelujah. It's a new day for you. Because of time, we are going to take only about 4 or 5 minutes and just pray some prayers. And if all we do tonight is just to invoke the mercy of God, it is enough. Lift up your hands and just begin to appreciate God for what you have received tonight. Lift your hands and lift your voice. Appreciate the King of Kings for what you have received tonight. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Appreciate the I Am that I Am. Appreciate the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley. Appreciate Him for what you have received tonight. Go ahead and appreciate it.
Father, thank you for your work tonight. Father, thank you for your work tonight. Father, thank you for your work tonight. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your 2 hands and let's invoke the mercy of God. Just for about 2 minutes. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I apply
for your mercy
on my life.
On my life.
On my family.
On my family.
On my destiny.
On my destiny.
On the church, in Nigeria. Mercy on Dunamis Church. Everybody connected, related, associated
with this ministry.
We make demand for mercy. Mercy. Mercy on the nation of Nigeria. Oh Lord, mercy. Open your mouth and pray mercy. Pray mercy. Pray mercy. I apply for mercy. Mercy on my life. Mercy on my family. Mercy on my destiny. Mercy on the church in Nigeria. Mercy on Dunamis Church. Mercy on everyone connected, related, associated with this ministry. Mercy on our nation, Nigeria. We make demand on your mercy, Lord. Lift up your 2 hands everywhere you are, and this is the season for declaration. Say after me, say, in the name of Jesus,
I declare
to the hearing of my Father in heaven, I declare,
I decree
that I shall be. Everything I have been created to be. I shall fulfill my destiny. I shall fulfill purpose. In the name of Jesus, I reject the spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus, I have a future. I have a future. I have a future. A glorious future. A glorious destiny. I have a future. The church has a future. This church has a future. Nigeria has a future. And I decree that the agenda of God for our lives shall be established. The agenda of God for our nation shall be established. And the agenda of the devil for my life, for my family, for the church in Nigeria, for this church, the agenda of the devil for our nation, Nigeria, in this season, we declare them frustrated. Open your mouth and pray. Jesus, lift up your hands and give him the praise and the honor. Give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the adoration. Thank you.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Lift up your hands. What is about to drop now is called mercy. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream mercy. And place the hands upon your head. And begin to blast in tongues. Father, let the mercy drop. Let the mercy fall. Let the mercy be released. Let mercy swallow up the anger of the enemy. In fact, the mercy will swallow up diseases and afflictions. Swallow up reproaches, spirit wives and spirit husbands. Agendas of darkness. Blind Bartimaeus said, thou son of David, have mercy on me. That mercy occasion healing. It occasion deliverance. It occasion freedom. Father, let the mercy flow. Let the mercy flow. Let the mercy fall. Let the mercy flow. Let the mercy fall. Are you ready? When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream mercy and place your hand on your head. In the name of Jesus.
Mercy.
Lift your hands in the praise of God. Lift your hands in the praise of God. Many people receive diverse encounters and healings and experiences. Word encounters, healing encounters, deliverance encounters. If there's anyone with anything like that, please let us know. Step forward 1 minute and we'll hear from you. For the things you have done, the battles you have won. Take your seat, people. And if there's anyone like that, you just let us know. Something happened to you in the course of the service. While the word was going on, something dropped on you. The Bible said as Peter spoke, the Spirit fell on them that heard.
Battle you have won.
a shout of praise. Everywhere you are tonight, in need of surrender to Jesus, wherever you are in the house, I'd like you to pray this prayer with me and everybody watching online. Pray after me and say, Lord Jesus, and say it loud, I am a sinner. I am in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Everyone who prayed that prayer, I'll call you out shortly. But let's hear, pastors, what has happened if we need to.
Sir, this is Sister Itua, a nurse from the UK. She said while we were blowing the music, the wind instruments,
yes,
her eyes opened and she saw a thatched house filled with ancestral occultic equipment. And she heard a voice. This is the equipment that is going to manipulate the destinies of men and women. And fire from heaven landed and consumed that thatched house. Excuse me. Consumed the thatched house. And she saw a river, glare, full of snakes. And the same fire came. Licked that river and consumed all those snakes.
The fire drank the water
and consumed the snakes.
In the name that is above every name, every ancient altar, ancient river that is fighting your destiny and that of your family, today they are set on fire. Free. Jesus' name.
Sister Jocelyn Ogidi. She said, please step forward. Said, as God's servant was playing the instrument, she saw the Nigerian flag fly higher than other flags among the community of nations.
That's right. This is a very drastic revelation. The Nigerian flag flying. Are you originally in Nigeria? You are from outside
Nigeria.
You are here. And you saw the Nigerian flag flying higher.
And then other African flags gathered around it. And then the Nigerian flag was flying in glory. Flying in glory.
That's right. Nigeria is rising. Whether the devil likes it or not, see the flag flying right there. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. We are at the junction of very drastic help from heaven, and no devil can stop it. Terrorism threat of anything cannot stop what God wants to do. Threat of nothing can stop it. Anybody planning anything, the plan will backfire against them. The process that God wants to establish this nation in, no devil can stop it. Somebody say loud, amen. Congratulations. Your life will also fly high in Jesus' name.
Emanuela, yeah, she has had this skin disease on her leg that led to serious itching condition every second that has lasted for the past 1 year. But at the shout of I receive, that itching condition was arrested and now she's totally set free.
What's your name?
Emanuela.
Emanuela. A shout of mercy. Congratulations. Affliction over. All right. Father, we give you the praise.
Ajoy. She said for the past 2 years, she has had growth in her throat that has prevented her from eating or even breathing well. So much so that she kept salivating every time and goes about with handkerchief to control saliva. As a matter of fact, she became ashamed of that illness until this evening. As God's servant was playing the instrument, the power surged through her body and the growth disappeared and now she's not no more salivating.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. The affliction is over forever. Give the Lord a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. A bigger, bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. All of you in front here, we have several testimonies from you. We may not be able to take all tonight for the sake of time. Maybe tomorrow in the early will I secure. Coming Sunday, we'd like to hear from you. Sunday is a blessing Sunday, and we'd like to hear from you. God bless you. Now, all those who pray the prayer, who want to surrender their lives to Jesus, can you quickly stand up on your feet? You know that you want your sins forgiven and Jesus to be Lord over your life. Pick your Bibles and your bags and be the first to come. I'll give you the count of seven. While they are coming, the communion can take their position as well. I give you the count of seven. One, please go with your Bibles and your bags and everything.
Christ. I have decided to follow Jesus Christ.
One.
If no one joins me,
two.
Then I will follow.
Right in the front, Genesis.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
Three.
Follow Jesus Christ.
To follow Jesus Christ.
I have decided.
I have decided to follow Jesus Christ.
If no one joins me,
then I will follow.
I have decided
to follow.
Addiction, a negative lifestyle, a thought pattern, something that you know is not good for you. You are living a life you are not happy with, you are not proud of. You want the yoke broken, you want help from above to live for God. Pick up your Bibles and your bags and quickly come forward here. You want to be free. I've come out like this before for the altar call, but I know I'm not living right, and I want help from above to live right. Wherever you are, pick up your Bibles, your bags, and step forward.
Goodbye, world. Stay no longer with you. Goodbye, pleasure. I stay no longer with you. Okay, I'm not going to go your way the rest of my life. Made up my mind. Go your way the rest of my life. Goodbye, 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 world.
Is there someone here who has been coming to this church, but you are not fully a member yet? You have not gone through the membership class. You would like to go through the membership class. Can you stand up and join us? Why is that important? Those that are planted in the house of the Lord are the ones that can flourish. If God is releasing packages for those that are under this prophetic covering, you will be included. If you are just seated there like a bench warmer or a spectator, there is a limit to which what is in this house can profit you. We have three classes of foundation class, three classes of membership, 1-3, and you are through, and then move to the next level. Just three sessions. If you are there and you are not yet a member of this church by membership, you've been coming in the number but not the member, pick up your Bibles and stand up on your feet and quickly step forward and join us as well, so that you can do membership between now and the next 1 or 2 weeks, and you can become a full-fledged member. Give them a song and let them come forward.
We belong to the body of Christ. We
and give
are
a count of five. Yes,
the
God bless you. One.
We are born of the Spirit of God. We are filled with the seal of our chosen.
Today I declare the hold of sin broken and grace to live for God be released upon you. Everyone among you that is sick, afflicted, or tormented, I declare the sickness is over, the yoke is broken. I command you to be healed and be whole in Jesus' name. As we take this communion now, this communion be your tonic of life and tonic of health. I call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you see them where? Who is she? All right. Can you give them a sitting position over here and go ahead and lift up the communion, as many of us as have the communion. Hello. Command the mind to return back to normal in Jesus' name. Leave, spirit of death, Father, heal this liver disease. Leave in Jesus' name. Amen. Lift up the communion, Father, in the name of Jesus. I declare that the blood that communicated mercy at Calvary will flow through this communion today. Mercy. Mercy. Mercy that prevails and triumphs over judgment. Mercy that rescues you from the wrath of the enemy. Mercy to fulfill your days. Mercy to be everything God wants you to be. Mercy not to be a victim in the hands of the enemy. It's released upon you now. In the name of Jesus. Whatever Calvary has handled, no devil can tamper with it in your life. Fulfill your days by mercy. Everywhere this communion is applied, mercy shall speak. And I call it done. In Jesus' name. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat as you take that communion.